Thank you. Something brand new to open up our Jazz Northwest for today. That's a brand new recording from Corey Weed's Little Big Band, 11-piece band of a combination of Vancouver and New York musicians, all friends of Corey Weed's, who was heard there on tenor sax as a soloist, along with other soloist Joe Magnarelli on trumpet and Chris Gestrin on piano. And from the album Explosion, that was a Hank Mobley tune titled East of the Village. Kind of a nod to Hank Mobley in this album. There's a couple of his compositions in here. And hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We have some music by a couple of groups that are playing the opening night at Jazzport Townsend, which is coming up the last weekend of the month. On Friday night, July 27th, Dave Stryker and his group and Terrell Stafford and his salute to Lee Morgan called Brotherly Love will be featured on the main stage. Here's Dave Stryker. First of all, this is from his Hits of the 8-Track Era, Volume 2. This is called 8-Track 2. Dave Stryker on guitar, joined by Steve Nelson on vibes, Jared Gold organ, and McClenty Hunter on drums, and the Marvin Gaye tune, What's Going On? Thank you.
Thank you.
A little preview of Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend this year with a couple of people who are playing on the opening night, Friday, July 27th, at McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden. We just heard Terrell Stafford from his album Brotherly Love, and he's going to be featuring music from that album, music by the late Lee Morgan. And along with Terrell Stafford on trumpet here with Tim Warfield on tenor sax, will be with him at Port Townsend. The rhythm section was Bruce Barth on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Dana Hall on drums in a tune called Hocus Pocus by Lee Morgan. And we began that set with Dave Stryker on guitar, who's going to be opening the concert on Friday night, with Justin Coughlin on piano and Katie Thoreau on bass. Here he was joined by an organ group with Steve Nelson on vibes and Jared Gold on organ, McClinty Hunter on drums, Dave Stryker on guitar, and the Marvin Gaye tune from the album 8-Track 2, Hits of the 70s, What's Going On? You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, bringing you news of what's going on around the Puget Sound region, jazz-wise. The Jazz Police are playing at Tula's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight, as usual. And there are sessions at Cafe Racer, the Triple Door Musiquarium, the Angry Beaver, all in Seattle, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, the Wildflower in North Bend, and more. Monday night, there's the Mojam Monday at Nectar Lounge and the Capital Cider Jam on Capitol Hill. Tuesday, Thomas Marriott will be playing at Tula's. Cellist and chanteuse Helen Gillette will be singing with Jessica Lurie and Tariq Abuzed at the Royal Room. And Helen Gillette, cellist and vocalist. Duende Libre will be playing at the Pike Place Market Front at 4 o'clock in a free concert on Wednesday. Trish, Hans, and Phil will be at Tula's, Brazil Nova at Vito's. Thursday, Steve Terrell opens at Jazz Alley, and Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris will be at Tula's. Brent Jensen's trio plays at Egan's on Friday night. Tom Collier will be at Tula's. Kiki Valera and La Serenata Cubana at the Triple Door. And Kate Olson Ensemble will be at Vito's. Saturday night, Susan Pascal Quartet at Tula's. Tracy Knop Quartet with John Hansen at the Wildflower in North Bend. And Kareem Candy at Vito's. Just a sampling of the broad range of music available in this coming week. For more, you can check out the complete jazz schedule at earshot.org. And for a calendar of all kinds of happenings all over the Puget Sound region, the KNKX calendar. A little music from the Jazz Police coming up next. This is part of the Jazz Symphony, which was composed by the late tenor saxophonist Greg Metcalf. From the album Celebration, this is the second movement of Greg Metcalf's Jazz Symphony, titled Joyful Dance. Thank you. Once I Loved, recorded by a group which was playing in Seattle in the 60s, Wynton Kelly Trio plus Wes Montgomery at the Penthouse from some broadcasts we were producing at the time. Smokin' in Seattle is the name of the album, live at the Penthouse. Wynton Kelly at the piano, along with Ron McClure on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums, Wes Montgomery on guitar. Oh, Amor en Paz, Once I Loved. The Jazz Police before that from the album Celebration, featuring the music of Greg Metcalf. The late tenor saxophonist was featured in that movement from the Jazz Symphony, the second movement called Joyful Dance. Jazz Police plays this afternoon at Tula's at 4 o'clock, conducted by James Rasmussen. Speaking of Jazzport Townsend, as we were earlier in the program, Jazzport Townsend has three major concerts, each with several groups. There's a Friday evening, Saturday matinee, and Saturday evening, always on the last weekend of July. We mentioned the Friday evening concert. The Saturday matinee will feature the Jeff Hamilton Trio, singer Jasmia Horn and her group with Taylor Eichstee on piano, and a tribute to the late Dave Marriott Sr. featuring the Centrum All-Star Big Band directed by John Clayton. And then the Saturday night concert features Gene and Marcus Baylor and a celebration of George Cables with faculty performance paying tribute to George Cables, Stefan Harris, the Vibus, Terrell Stafford, Jeff Clayton, Chuck Dierdorf, Dan Marcus, Tim Warfield, and Jeff Hamilton will be taking part in that. Should be quite a nice celebration. Plus, there's jazz in the clubs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, a variety of small group jazz in intimate settings. For more information, see centrum.org. Here's some music from Thomas Marriott on trumpet here, who is heard in performance this coming Tuesday night. He'll be playing at Tula's. This is from his album titled Urban Folklore, with Orrin Evans on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, who was just in town last weekend leading his quartet in a concert presented by Earshot. Donald Edwards is the drummer, and it's introduced here by the bass player, Eric Rivas, this composition titled Living on the Minimum. Thank you. Love that arrangement. That's a beautiful job on that tune, Just You, Just Me. The arrangement was by George Stone. It was played by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble from the album The Wheels Are Turning. Frank Seeberger was the guitarist, soloist, and lead, and Gary Williams, the drummer, doing those nice fills throughout there. The BC Double Quartet heard before that. Bill Kuhn playing guitar, leading the octet, his quartet with Brad Turner on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Cam Wilson leading the string quartet, the violinist who also soloed there, and the tune was called Zatitude, written and arranged by Bill Kuhn. And leading off that set of three, Thomas Marriott, who leads his group at Tula's next week on Tuesday night. He was heard here with Orrin Evans on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, and his tune called Living on the Minimum. And that's our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our program, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. Don't forget, we have a podcast. If you missed any part of today's program or want to hear it again, it's available at jazznw.org, and you can subscribe to that podcast and receive it each week. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.